Doctor Who special on TV this weekend. You can catch it BBC One Saturday, 6:45. The star of the show, David Tennant, our special.
Oh, lovely to be here.
Now, listen, David, you've faced many challenges in your time. Cybermen, Daleks, looking like Sylvester McCoy. Are you prepared, though, to face your toughest challenge yet?
I've never been more ready.
Let's play the Generation Gap.
It's just after 8:30. Come on, we're late for class. The Generation Gap. The Generation Gap.
It's the Generation Gap, where we ask the kids grown-up questions, we ask the grown-ups kids questions. It's the final day of the Gen Gap this week, and 10-year-old Lorcan, he's already won the week. He's been brilliant. Morning, Lorcan.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Harriet.
Hi, Lorcan.
Welcome back to the show. Now, listen, Lorcan, I understand that you're a big Doctor Who fan, is that right?
Yep.
Because you're a big fan, we've got a special treat for you today, playing for the grown-ups, David Tennant, everyone.
Hey. Hello, Lorcan.
Morning.
How are you doing, Lorcan?
I'm fine.
Good. Good to speak to you. But I am going to take you down.
Lorcan, what's going to happen today if you beat David?
My friend Lewis and Aaron are going to have a sleepover with that Doctor Who theme when we get to listen to the Doctor Who music and watch the new episodes.
A brilliant Doctor Who sleepover. You ever done one of those, David?
I do one every night.
Right.
But what happens, Lorcan, if David Tennant beats you?
Since David Tennant is Scottish, I have to eat a plate of haggis.
Right. Oh, that's not a bad thing, Lorcan. Have you ever tried it?
No.
Oh, it's really delicious, I promise you. I almost want you to lose so you can enjoy that.
Don't come up with excuses now. Lorcan, here's your question. The grown-up world of the 1970s, which of the following actors played the Doctor? A, Tom Baker, B, Ted Baker, or C, Cheryl Baker?
Is it A?
Is the right answer. Congratulations. Well done,
Cheryl
Lorcan.
Baker would have been great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And might happen yet.
Well, who knows?
Lorcan, well done. Congratulations. David, are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am.
In the kids' world of Doctor Who spin-off show, The Sarah Jane Adventures...
Oh, yes.
What's the name of Sarah's special gadget?
Her sonic lipstick.
Oh, I was going to give you a multiple choice,
oh,
but you
no,
can
no,
know.
No,
congratulations.
No, no, no.
Come on.
Good, very good.
We share a studio. I'm all over it.
Which means that we go to a tiebreaker. Now, unsurprisingly, David, you are the cover star of the Doctor Who magazine this month.
Ah.
But how many issues have there been to date? It's a tiebreaker question. I need your answer. How many issues do you think there have been of the Doctor Who magazine?
I think there have been 405.
Lorcan, do you think there have been more or less than 405 issues of the Doctor Who magazine to date?
I'll go higher.
You've gone higher.
Oh!
Well, I can tell you that there have been 407 issues of the Doctor Who magazine, which means, Lorcan, congratulations. You've beat... You've beat David Tennant in our Doctor Who special Generation Gap. Lorcan, thank you so much for coming on all week. It's been a real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
Well done, Lorcan.
Well done, Lorcan.
Can I have four autographs of David Tennant?
Four?
Yeah, for my friends.
We'll sort out. Somebody's waving something. We're going to sort that out for you.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you.
That's
resourceful and good to his friends as well. It's good to know that he's always thinking of them. Can you manage four? Is that okay?
That's fine. As long as none of his friends are called eBay,
that's fine. That's what I was about to say. Yeah, you'll see those again.
How about five? One to me as well. Is that
okay? Oh,
come on now. Let's not push it.
London's heart.